This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The Opioid Technology Challenge has reached its final stage. The multi-year state contest set aside $8 million, hoping to spur technological solutions to the drug crisis. Today, four winning proposals were announced. Each gets $1 million to develop their idea for the commercial market. One of those is a mobile app by Dynamicare Health that hopes to keep those recovering from addiction on the wagon, connecting them to appointments, records, and drug testing, and financially rewarding them along the way. I caught up with the group CEO, Eric Gastfriend, at the announcement today. Thanks for talking with me, Eric.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
So tell me about how your program works. What's the idea behind it?
Through our app, people can actually earn rewards for staying sober and staying in treatment. We do substance testing through the app using connected breath testing devices and saliva testing devices over selfie video, so we can see if someone's staying sober and making progress in their recovery. We have a GPS check-ins feature for appointments, group therapy sessions, AA meetings. So as people are showing up to their appointments, staying in treatment, and staying sober, they can earn rewards for that.
What sort of rewards are we talking about?
We offer rewards on a smart debit card that blocks access to bars, liquor stores, and cash withdrawals. So it's actually monetary rewards, but provided in a very safe way. And in over 100 randomized controlled trials, this methodology has been shown to be one of the most effective behavioral interventions for addiction treatment, but it's hardly ever used by the actual treatment system.
Where does that money come from?
The money can come from the patient's family, the health plan, or even the employer. And we now have contracts with a few health plans who are providing the incentive funds, because it's actually cheaper for health plans to help someone stay sober through rewards and incentives than to pay for all the downstream medical costs that result when someone is not staying sober.
I can see people objecting to this, saying we shouldn't have to pay people to make the best decisions for their health. We shouldn't have to pay people to not break the law. How do you respond to that?
We don't have to, but what ends up happening is it's actually less expensive for the healthcare system to offer these rewards. And we have to keep in mind, addiction is a brain disease of the motivational system. What's actually being damaged by substances is the person's ability to self-control and self-regulate. And what we know from the science is that addiction causes changes in the brain that result in focusing on short-term incentives. And the benefits of staying sober are all in the long term. You'll regain your family, your trust, your job, your livelihood, and it's hard for people in the grips of addiction to be able to focus on that. What we do with the incentives is create a short-term incentive that this day you'll be better off by staying sober and staying in treatment. And eventually, those short-term gains turn into long-term sobriety.
Given that this is mediated through an app, through technology, it's not in person, can this truly reach people who are, as you say, in the grips of addiction, who are deeply struggling with opioid addiction or otherwise?
Dynamicare can absolutely reach people who are struggling with even severe addictions. At Brightview, which is the largest treatment system in Ohio, we implemented Dynamicare for 108 patients for the Ohio Opioid Technology Challenge. This is a primarily Medicaid population, low socioeconomic status, and it worked really well. Patients really took to the app, engaged with it. We created cognitive behavioral therapy modules in the app, educational content that patients completed. They earned, on average, 60 to 70% of the available rewards by staying sober and showing up to their treatment appointments, and the patients really appreciated it. Our average satisfaction score was 9.1 out of 10. So we had really great engagement, and we also saw substantial improved outcomes in terms of urine tests, abstinent, and appointments attended. So it can absolutely reach these people and work. By and large, vast majority of them do have smartphones and are willing to use an app.
Eric Gastfriend, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much.